I'm Rebecca Pillinger at the University of Bristol in the UK in the Graduate School of Education, and I'm just coming to the end of the second year of my PhD. The title of my thesis is Genetics and Environment of Intelligence and Achievement Tests. I'm looking at the contributions of genes and the environment to differences between people in their intelligence test scores, and I'm looking at twins because identical twins share all of their genes, while non-identical twins share half their genes on average. And I'm interested in interactions between genes and parental income, occupation or education, and between the environment and parental income, occupation and education. There are two hypotheses. The first suggests that there are some genes which predispose individuals to achieve high scores, but those genes can only fully operate in more beneficial environments, predicting greater genetic effects in more beneficial environments. While the other hypothesis suggests that there are some genes which offer protective effects against poorer environments, allowing individuals to still achieve high test scores despite experiencing those poorer environments, and that predicts greater genetic effects in poorer environments. There are similar hypotheses for environmental effects. I'm looking at 7 subscales of the WISC measured on 7-year-old children. I'm using US data from the middle of the 20th century, the National Collaborative Perinatal Project. And I don't find any evidence of interactions between genes and parental income or the environment and parental income for any of the subscales. For parental occupation and parental education, most of the subscales show no interaction between genes and parental occupation or education, but some of the subscales do show an interaction between the environment and parental education or occupation, and in most cases that supports the first hypothesis, suggesting that there are some environmental factors which predispose individuals to achieve high test scores, but they can only operate in the more beneficial environments provided by more highly educated parents or parents with more prestigious occupations. My PhD is being funded by the Economic and Social Research Council in the UK.